Time to build.
Grind
Hard Radio.
What it do, Radio Land? This your boy Jit Chronicles, and you're now tuned in to Time to Build on Grind Hard Radio with your host, Divine Universal, and co-host, Miss Keith and Ivan Marie. Join the panel as they discuss the latest topics on world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's time to build, y'all, only on the Grind Hard Radio Network. That's grindhardradio.com. So get some positivity in your life. You dig?
Good Loud Studio.
You're now tuned in to It's Time to Build with Divine Universe, Miss Chief, and Ivy Marie. Every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build. Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build. With Divine Universal.
Love, hate, pain, stress, gear, health. We can talk about it, love, pain, sports, real life talk. We can talk about it.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build with Divine Universal.
To every city. Every hood and every block, ghetto America. Rolling through the hood, just stop by to say what's up and let you know your baby boy ain't doing so tough. Even though you've passed going on for long years, still waking up late at night crying tears, just thinking about those days you used to talk to me, smiling while I'm sipping on this Hennessy. Remember we brag on how rich we would be. To get up out this hood was like a fantasy.
And now you hear my songs on radio and bang.
Oh, I can't believe my ears and what everybody's saying. Boy, I tell you, folks don't know the half. I would give it all up just to take one ride
with you.
How I used to kick it on the front porch
with you.
How I used to lay back and smoke weed
with you.
And all the little basement party joints we do. Now I'm just missing you. How I wish that I could hold you now.
Oh,
I wish that I could touch you now.
Oh,
I wish that I could talk to you.
But stress.
Sometimes I wish that I could just trade in my success. Y'all look at me and say, boy, you've been blessed. But y'all don't see the inside of my unhappiness. Man, I swear this shit gets heavy like a ton. That's why you hear me shooting this real shit off like a gun. I wonder how my friends would treat me now if I wasn't iced up with a Bentley and a house. That's why fake-ass niggas get fake-ass digits and fake-ass players get a real player hating them. Honey, love goes platinum and y'all ass come around. But y'all don't wanna ring the roof until my shit is going down. Oh, I can't believe my ears and what everybody's saying. Boy, I tell you, folks don't know the half. I would give it all up just to take one ride.
You.
How I used to hoop up in the tournament.
You.
How I used to club hop on weekends.
With you.
The family called the morning of a tragic end.
Damn.
My condolences. I wish that I could hold you now.
Oh,
I wish that I could touch you now.
Oh,
I wish that I could talk to you.
Oh, I know
you're in a better place.
Oh,
I know I can't head be telling me to come to church. That the Lord is the only way for you to stop the hurt. Dreaming of windows, black tinted like a hearse. And waking up to life, sometimes things worse. And all I ever wanted is to be a better man. And I try to keep it real with my homies, man. Want me to save the world, I don't understand. How did I become the leader of a billion men? Oh, I can't believe my ears and what everybody's saying. Boy, I tell you, folks don't know the high. I would give it all up just to take one ride. How I used to street perform on Friday. And how I'd go to church on Easter Sunday. That is y'all throwing them stones at me. Somebody pray for me.
Oh, I wish that I could hold you now.
Whoa.
Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Grindhard Radio.
Time to build. Right.
Peace, peace, peace. I want to welcome everybody to Time to Build. Salute
yes.
to DJ Jit Chronicles on that mix.
Salute.
Tonight we got a hot show. We got the lovely Sade Champagne joining us tonight. And she will be blessing us tonight with a lot. I'm not going to give all the details. We got a lot. We got a good surprise. We might have some spoken word on here tonight. We'll see.
Okay.
But we're in the building tonight.
Yeah.
I got the lovely Miss Chief from the 619. How you doing tonight?
Salute. Welcome everyone to Time to Build. I'm one of your co-hosts, Miss Chief. Salute to my Grindhard Radio family. Salute to my Time to Build family. You are listening now live. Season 1, Episode 2 with Divine Universal, myself, Miss Chief, and Ivy Marie. All season long, we'll be talking about solutions, building blocks, self-love, awareness, politics,
right.
real debates, and real issues. So whatever it is you want to inhale or exhale, this is the place to be. So let's get into it.
I love it.
Hey, that's right.
Let's
that's right.
It.
Next up, we got from the 619, the lovely queen, Miss Ivy Marie. How you doing tonight?
I am good. Yes, another week of uniting and building our communities. Shout out to the Grindhard. Are you listening?
That's what's up.
Let's enjoy
no doubt.
Let's see what we can get from tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right. And on the wheels of steels. I want to introduce my DJ. Hey,
DJ
Dick Chronicles.
That's
what's
go,
up.
DJ.
I appreciate that. I salute y'all so much, man. And
yeah.
For my folks
DJ.
That don't know, you know, I'm having a bigger role on Time to Build, thanks to your boy Divine Universal. So I appreciate that so much. And I will be a full-time cast member season two.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
hey.
I'm here, baby. Time to Build.
No
I love
doubt.
It.
That's right.
No doubt.
Time to Build.
And that's right. It's Time to Build with the God, Divine Universal. And we're going to get into tonight's topic, which is prayer versus meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Or is prayer
is
and meditation the same thing?
Yes.
We want to know. And I'm going to give a little insight on those who don't know what prayer or meditation is, or, you know, just want to know what's really going on tonight. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to enlighten y'all on prayer. Prayer first. Prayer can be something like, let's say, a religious service where it's like a request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God, an object of worship, meditation. Meditation can be like it's like the practice of meditating, dealing with expressing considered from thoughts on the subject. You know what I'm saying? Answers, getting answers through silence. You know what I'm saying? Similar mm-hmm. to yoga. A lot of people do a lot of yoga practicing
mm-hmm.
where you get in position and you get in tune with the earth and you'll get answers. Because like a lot of people don't know when you lay down to go to rest, because I don't say sleep or whatever, when you lay down to go to rest, you're really not you're still present because your mind is constantly going. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people
mm-hmm.
don't know that dreams can be, like, mental pictures that's drawn from things you think about. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of us on this phone right now, we're live on Time to Build, but our mind could be thinking about something else. We probably got a daughter at a game right now. We might be thinking, is she safe? You know what I'm saying? That's just like,
mm-hmm.
you know,
absolutely.
How good the mind is, and, you know, and how fast the mind can go, and you get
yeah.
answers through your travels. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I would speak on the topic first before I pass it.
Okay.
Is prayer and meditation the same thing? I would say, I wouldn't think it would be the same thing because they got two different names. Prayer wouldn't be prayer. Prayer was prayer. Meditation wouldn't be meditation. Meditation would be
that's
prayer.
True.
But it's like I could see both of them as a sense of, I say the and the or the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I could see prayer dealing with, like, okay, I feel I'm short of something, and I need some kind of help, but I don't know how I'm gonna get the help. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I see meditation, like, okay, I already know what I need, and I know what I need to do to fix it. You know what I'm saying? So, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know which way to go. So let me get in tune with myself and do the math. Okay, I done
mm-hmm.
did this thing so many times before, so I know if I go this way, it's not going to happen. But if I try, or if I strive to do it this way, this other way, it might work. See,
mm-hmm.
a lot of us don't know our strengths until we go the opposite of
mm-hmm.
the direction we usually go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are scared to take new chapters and new huh?
Yeah, like our comfort zone. You got to get out of that comfort zone.
Right. Yeah, it's almost with me going in time to build. This is really not my comfort zone, you know. So for people to say you should do it, and then for Sade, who's gonna be the guest tonight, to say you definitely should do it, that's telling you something. So that's
right.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, my thing is, whatever you feel that helps you out, you know what I'm saying, in your walks of life or your beliefs, you know what I'm saying, do it. You know what I'm saying? But try to find out what's really going on inside, because all of it, you know what I'm saying, whether it's a prayer or whether it's a meditation, it's all, you know, you're dealing with yourself. And, you know, it's either self-needed or it's self-motivated on which way to go, you know. And I'll pass it to the queen, Miss Chief, on that.
Okay. That was good. That was good, Carter. Okay. My belief.
Thanks.
Prayer is my conversation with my God, whether it be, you know, everyone doesn't have the same type of religion. So whatever your God is, prayer is my conversation. My meditation is me listening to what the message is, which brings inspiration and followed up by motivation. And these four things, prayer, meditation, inspiration, motivation, they're all linked together, but they're not the same. So I wouldn't, and it's steps, just like building blocks, like time to build. So I would say prayer is not the same as meditation, but you need both.
Right.
Okay. And that's just short and sweet. Yeah, they did. These are my building blocks for me to have a healthy mentality. You know, some things you just cannot digest yourself, and you need somewhere, you need a conversation with your higher being, and that's your prayer. Your meditation is, what do I receive? What do I receive from the message? You know, that's my take on it.
Hey, that's good. That sounds good. I hope these listeners are listening and got their ears wide open learning. Ms. Ivy Marie, how you feel about this? Is prayer and meditation the same thing?
Ivy Marie?
Ivy. Well, I'm going to pass it
I'm
to
sorry.
My DJ.
I don't believe that. I don't believe they're all the same. I don't believe.
Mhm.
Ivan, darling, we getting the back connection.
Result.
Yeah, we having a bad connection.
Mhm.
Well, GJG.
Yeah. I go ahead and get mine.
Would you like to chime in on this topic?
I definitely do, because I think Ms. Chief just said a mouthful. You know, when you pray, you are praying to whoever your Most High is. You understand what I'm saying? That's your personal conversation with the higher power or the higher being, however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, with meditation, which I don't do, you know, folks do like to sit at home all night and meditate, and that's a good thing. Maybe I should start doing it more and I won't be so stressed out. But for me, meditation is almost just like finding your inner peace. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just you. You know, so that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And no, they're not the same thing, but as I said earlier, they're like distant cousins. Ms. Chief said they all connected. You know, so she said a mouthful.
Carter and Jit, also with meditation doesn't necessarily mean sitting still. When you have a conversation and you're always having a conversation, you are opening up your mind and you're opening up your being to be the receiver now of the message. So you could be doing 12 different things and still be in meditation and still be connected. You know, and for me, that's very important, because I want to stay connected with my God so that whatever decisions I make, He is involved. He is listening. He is giving me the message. Should I stay? Should I go? Should I do this? Who should I deal with? You know, and that's where my mind is meditating on which way to go next.
Right, because I want to say some people take prayer too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to pray for this, pray that I graduate, or I pray that I get this. You know what I'm saying? Well, basically, it's like, right, because this is what I'm saying. Why are you praying for something that you are, you have control over? You see what I'm saying? Like, people say they pray to get this job. If you don't get up on time, you know, go to the interview, dress professionally, talk professionally, you know, have your references, have everything together, you know, you're pretty sure to get that job. You see what I'm saying? So praying for things you have control over, I don't see why it's a need for that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say I kind of go with the meditation, because, you know, when you it's all about self. That's what I was like, it's all going to lead back to yourself, and you deciding whether to go right or left, or is this a good decision or a bad decision. Everything, you know, has a positive and negative to create the balance. You know what I'm saying? Once you have balance, then you have no uncertainty of which way to go. You see what I'm saying? So basically, I feel when you meditate, you'll come up with that answer, which is that light, like, boom, I figure it out. Like, when you're having difficulty in the situation and you come up with how to do it, you be like, boom, I done figure it out. And then it ain't no stopping once you figure it out. You feel what I'm saying? But guess what? You had to go into deep thought in order to figure it out. You feel what I'm saying?
Now, I have prayed for...
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I have prayed for discernment, and I have prayed, like, Lord, reveal certain things to me. Now,
absolutely,
if I stay in meditation, I can see what he revealed to me. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to take the first step to ask him, Lord, I need you to reveal some things to me, whether I like it or not. Reveal this to me, and by me staying in meditation with it, then I can receive the message that he's trying to give me as he's revealing. What were you going to say, Ivy? I'm sorry,
we got Ivy back here. Her microphone is good.
So prayer, meditation. So, it's basically what you guys have said. I think to add on to what Divine said about prayer, and he'd rather do meditation, I think a lot of people get mixed up. It's not just you requesting, God, I need this. God, I mean, he's not your butler. You know what I mean?
Right.
He does require praise. So your prayer isn't always just effective prayer is not a request prayer. Effective prayer is giving praise. I mean, they have ways of prayer. There's that prayer that in the Bible, the example that he gave, and it's not you pleading for help. It's you giving him praise. And so prayer and meditation are all on the same plate. It's all you need, all of it. Prayer, meditation, fasting, all that is part of keeping a sound mind, being grounded. Meditation.
I don't want to take it to nobody's, you know, beliefs or, you know, culture. We dealing with the self. And I said, some people take it out of character. I didn't say everybody.
Right. No, I know.
I know.
I'm just adding on what prayer to me is. So prayer to me is not me pleading. So when I go into prayer, I don't just pray like I need this job or, you know what I mean? So people, I don't know. So I apologize if I individualized it out. I'm not trying to do that. But for me, that's how I'm
No,
are
you good?
Pray.
We're still
like
young.
A lot of...
still young.
So
I respect everybody. You know, I respect everybody's belief. You know,
yeah,
I just don't want to argue.
Have a valid point.
Yeah, valid point.
Yeah, right. So when you meditate, I mean, even just like for me, I go to the, I go to church, but sit at the beach. I do yoga on Sundays at the beach, and I'll sit there and I'll meditate. The wind, the sounds, you can get answers from just the sound of the wind, the beach, the waves.
That's right.
You know, the kids playing in the yard, or, you know, there's revelation in music. There's thing that you do. There's, if God, if it's to be revealed to you, it's going to be revealed to you by whatever means it can come to you. So meditate
Okay, let me ask you one quick question.
You have to be open to that. Yeah.
Let me ask
you
one quick question. Right. Have you got more answers from the church, or from when you say you be out on the beach or out and about anywhere dealing, you know, outside of the earth, you know?
I don't know if I get, I don't even know if I get, I know I've gotten answered through messages from people, so I can't really say it's been more outside in on the water or inside of a building. I prefer to be outside. I'm trying to create that ministry in our church for the youth, is to be outside in the elements. So I prefer
That's good because church wasn't held in four walls. That's good.
Yeah, but the temple is not actually four walls. The temple is within you.
The mind,
The universe is within you.
Because if you take those four walls at a 90-degree angle and you times that times four, you get 360 degrees. So that 360 degrees is known to be a cycle, which is Ms. T, is you. You know, in the temple being the mind, you know, whether it's going to receive or whether it's going to take away or accept, you know, we have control of it, you know.
Right.
Boy, I love this topic tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I choose what
and
I
And we got some
get.
Time, we need to reset the topic. I love this.
yeah.
But, team, y'all know we got to pay
real,
some bills.
This is real
we also
life,
got
though.
This, we got to pay some bills real quick. We got your girl, Ms. Shante Champagne. She will be in the building in about 5 minutes. We got folks all over the switchboard. So, with time to build, we got a specific portion just for y'all callers. We're going to take all the callers and all that good stuff, and y'all can chime in.
Oh, yeah.
So, if y'all want to hit us up, 323-693-3043, be the number. You understand what I'm saying? Divine Universal, Miss Chief, Ave Marie, it's time to build. We're going
to
hit y'all with another track.
Time to build.
It's
time to
build. Miss Sade Champagne.
Yeah, this is a new track.
Time to build. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get it. Time to build, y'all.
Hey, it's Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Grindhard Radio.
Please give it up for inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, performer, all the way from the Sade Champagne Show. Please welcome your girl, Miss Sade Champagne.
Yeah. 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 Sade Champagne.
Welcome.
We got a few things.
Hi,
everyone.
Oh,
hey,
hi.
Sade.
Hey. How are you? Fine. How you doing?
How are you doing tonight, daughter?
I'm doing fantastic. I was tuning in to some of the shows, so I got to hear a bit of your conversation before you brought me in.
Oh, good.
Hey, okay. Well, that's good. We're going to get into that. We want to know how you feel about this topic, too, as well.
Awesome. First, I want to thank you all for playing my brand new free single, Hallelujah, which people will be able to download for free on my Facebook music page or my SoundCloud page tomorrow. So just look up Sade Champagne and it's going to be available for a free download, because that's the most requested song I ever get asked to sing aside from the national anthem. And people are like, oh my gosh, we want you to sing Hallelujah. And so when people hear standing ovation, they cry, they are encouraged. It's so wonderful. They find me after the show and they're like, please take a picture, please. And get an autograph, get a hug. I'm just so encouraged.
No.
I wanted to record that and then go with my music producers, the Quakes, and they're the ones singing the background vocals and the harmonies. And so shout out to them. And thank you all for hearing it on your show.
Salute.
Yeah.
No.
Yes,
hey,
welcome.
It's a pleasure to air it here on Time to Build.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got to keep that in rotation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No,
so to get into you guys' question, you're asking about prayer and meditation and what's the difference,
mm-hmm.
and if you feel that they are the same. And so for me personally, I don't feel that they are exactly the same, but I do think they go hand in hand. You know what I mean? They definitely complement each other. And so for me, for example, people ask me, like, well, what does your prayer and your meditation life look like? And for me, I feel like I never stop praying or I never stop meditating. And it's not based on me doing it a particular time of the day. It's just something that I'm continually aware of and that my being is just rested in. And so, for example, like for me, prayer is definitely a conversation. And it can be whether it's me talking to God or whether me listening to God or both at the same time, or if I'm needing to vent. You know, I feel like there's no correct way or way that people need to pray. I feel like it's just whatever's on their heart, you know, that they're able to do. And that's the right way to do it. Because whatever people are going through or whatever they need to express, it's individual for them, you know, or whatever their circumstance is. And so I feel like, that there is no special way or no perfect way to pray. I think it's just the person feeling comfortable and themselves and feeling comfortable enough to share, like I said, for me to share with God whatever I want to talk about, whether it be good things, sad things, my day that's coming up, or if I'm bothered by something, if I need to vent, you know, whatever it may be. And so
your intimate relationship. That's good.
And also, with prayer too, it's something that I get to involve other people in. So
one of the things I love doing is I pray a lot for my friends and family and even people I've never met before. You know, sometimes I do it when I'm in public because I'm very sensitive, like spiritually, I'm very sensitive emotionally. I can feel things that other people are feeling. I can feel when people are going through things. You know, I'm just very sensitive in that way. I deeply connect with people, and I'm very compassionate. And so oftentimes I will pray with others if they ask me or if I feel that there's something they need to be encouraged about. And so I feel like prayer is such a wonderful way to be able to not only connect with the supernatural, connect with God, but to be able to connect with ourselves and other people. So it's intimate and it's personal for ourselves.
Right.
But it's also something we can enjoy with other people, and we feel so deeply connected with other people through prayer as well. Yeah.
Okay. So. That's good. That's good. I like that. And, can we get into some questions? Because I got some good questions for you, and I know the team got some questions for you.
Sure, I would, and I just want to say really quick with meditation, I love meditation. That's something I actually do when I wake up in the morning. I begin my day with morning yoga in my bed, and then I also listen to meditations that I have recorded, and they're like spoken words that I put over instrumental music of words of encouragement, words of affirmation, and I'm actually going to be having a free album coming out this month where people will be able to download all my affirmations and meditations for free, and they'll be able to listen to them.
Nice.
And and so, like, for example, I'll say, like, some of the meditations that I'm listening to while I'm doing yoga would maybe sound like this. You know, today is going to be an amazing day. I am loved by God.
Right.
I am special and valuable. Mm-hmm. I am brilliant. I can do whatever I put my mind to. I don't hold on to regret for the past. I live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for me, it's like meditation is not only something that you can say, but it's something that you can listen to. I feel like, and my mom and I were actually just talking about this as we were listening to you guys' show before I came on, that with meditation, it's not always like something people know that they're doing purposely. Because think about when people are listening to negativity, they're hearing lies, people that are discouraging them, they're worrying, they're stressing a lot. That's meditation,
right,
too. They're just not meditating on the right. They're meditating on things
that's
unfocused.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so,
right,
so they meditate
right
on things that would be detrimental to us. So I feel like meditation is definitely like an awareness, it's a consciousness, you know, and being able to allow us to stay connected to who we are and connected to our confidence, to our dreams, and being able to see the best in others.
Hey, I like the way you put that.
Yeah,
thank
and that's good for your soul. I like that.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Good for the soul.
Yeah.
So, all right, sure, Gus, go into your questions.
Okay. Well, first off, I just want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And I love your music. And I just want to let everybody know that she is exactly right. Sade, she checks on me every now and then. To see what's going on, non-music related, like far as issues, like I might be going through something with, you know, just whatever, just checking out, and then she'll be like, well, I can kind of sense something with, right, or something, you know what I'm saying? And to have that friendship with somebody that's like opposite, you know what I'm saying, from my lifestyle and what I do, and you know, the whole nine. And we got so
refreshing
much work together, like on my music. Sade does a lot of my tags, like the female you hear on Hood Loud Studios, DJ Face Mob, that's Sade, you know what I'm saying. She got to make, she's very she, for those who don't know her, she's very talented in all kind of aspects, you know what I'm saying? And I see things in her that she doesn't see as well, you know. And I just want to salute you, you know, before I get into the questions, you know. And,
thank you.
Keep doing your thing. I see
you. Thank you so much.
No doubt. My first question for you would be, what do you like doing best, performing or recording?
That's a really good question. I have so much more experience of performing live than I do recording in the studio. I have been wanting to record my new music for over 8 years now, you know, so it's been a long time coming since my last project that I released. And so I don't have tons and tons of studio experience, but I do just feel a lot more comfortable because I'm just more comfortable in myself now and a lot more confident. But I feel like I like them in different ways. You know what I mean? I definitely enjoy performing live because I get to connect with people. You get to see them, and I really enjoy that. You know what I mean? I really, really enjoy human-to-human interaction and connection and being able to translate, you know, what I'm what I'm feeling through my music, through my speaking, to the audience or to the persons that I'm speaking to.
Okay. Tell us, like a lot of people, tell them about the YouTube series you have as well.
Oh, yes.
Before I get into my next question.
Sure. So I have a few different series that I do on YouTube. One I just finished, which was a companion to my Spirit and Soul radio show on Grindhard Radio, which just had our season finale last Monday. And so I had a weekly video series that was called Soul Health, and that was basically about helping people to be well from their mind, their emotions, their spirit, and then, of course, the body, too, because we all know a lot of challenges that people go through have to do with what they're experiencing on the inside. And so I created that video series to be able to help empower and encourage and uplift others. And then one of my favorite video series is my Woman to Woman Diaries that I created last year. Then I added my best friend Veronica Esquivel Winters, who's also a castmate on Grindhard Radio for my Sade Champagne show. And so that one is about really uniting women and girls and really empowering us and reminding us of our worth and our value and how that's going to be, how that is redirected and reflected in our relationships and our choices.
Y'all need to check them out, you know. And that goes to next question. If somebody wanted to take your brand to the next level, would you prefer it to be with the music related, or if they wanted you to do more like a TV movie related, which one, which avenue would you prefer?
Well, I feel like whatever's going to be, that's going to give me the most creative control is the one that I would lean to. You know what I mean? Because I feel like when it comes to dreams and aspirations, I'm very open. Like, I don't have a one way that my dreams can come true or a one way that this can happen. Like, I'm very open because I feel like whatever's in my hands today, whatever's working today, that's what I focus in on. And then if there's another dream that I have, but it doesn't seem to be a door open to it and I'm not able to open or create a door, I hold it in my heart to the side until another time. And I focus on what's in my hands right now and what is working, as opposed to saying, well, if I can't sing at this moment, then I can't do anything. No, well, I can also speak. I can also mentor. I can do these things. Like, there's not just one way that it can happen. So I feel like whatever would give me the most creative control is what I do, because that's really important to me. Like, I don't want, like, honestly, and I'm not just saying this because it's a cool thing to say, but I'm telling you now as I'm still rising and what I do and pursuing it, living it, it's not the most important thing for me to be, have the most money or to be the most famous. Like, fame and money are very fleeting, but what's important to me is influence and being able to also stay true to who I am as I'm growing more into who I am along the journey. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I like the way you put that together. You build it. I like that. Time to build. My next question is not a question. You know how I do on Grindhard Radio. But I want to say this for after the interview. Could we get some live spoken word from you?
Yes, you can. And that's going to be my first time ever doing a live spoken word on the radio. So this is going to be
That's what I was talking about. Well, I'm going to pass it to the queen, Miss Chief. You got any questions for Sade Champagne?
Yes. Good evening, Sade Champagne.
Hi, Miss Chief.
Fine. We haven't, like, formally met each other, but I feel like I kind of know you. So I'm going to get straight into my questions, which is a two-part question. So, you know, dealing with a lot of people, when you exalt a lot of positive, there comes, you know, that other force, that negative. So my mm-hmm. question to you is, how do you guard yourself from negative people, opportunities, and all around people who you discover aren't really genuine? And then my mm-hmm. second part of that question is, how do you stay positive when this happens?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I feel like for me, it's a very good question, Ms. Chief. Thank you. And so I feel like for me, I am like one of my affirmations and one of the things I meditate on is that I'm an atmosphere changer. So I don't mm-hmm. allow what mm-hmm. I don't allow what other people are going through and experiencing, if it's toxic, negative, if it's, you know,
right.
whatever. If it's, I don't allow that to determine who I am. But I go into wherever I go, you know, I'm able to exude love, kindness, compassion, strength, courage, et cetera. And so that is what's reflected. So I don't take in other people's energy and what they're going through. I've been learning over the years how to separate, not necessarily separate,
right.
like not be a part of people, but separate. Yeah, but yeah, exactly. To separate, like to not allow my heart to ingest what they're saying and say, oh my gosh,
exactly.
they're being mean today, then that's a reflection of me. No, if they're being mean or hurtful, that's something they're going through, because we are all
right.
what we believe, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the number one thing. Were you going to say something?
I was just saying that today I made a post saying I will not digest what someone else, you know, I pick and choose what I digest. And then
mm-hmm.
you said that perfectly, because, you know, the world is cold out there, and, you know, and people don't think in 4D. They think of right here, now, this is what I want, and I need you to help me. You know,
right.
so if people can get past that and think in 4D that, you know, it's a two-way street instead of a one-way street, then, you know, people, you know, it can be better, you know, and that's how you build bridges instead of walls.
Right. And then also, like, I know you were talking about with not being used by people and things, like, I honestly feel like, you know, I don't mind if people are in need of an opportunity or help, because I know what it feels like, and there's still areas of my life where I need help and support, and so I feel
mm-hmm.
like I'm always willing to share who I am and give who I am to people. And like I said, if it's something that begins to be negative and draining, then I know to take a step back. But I honestly
yeah.
don't mind being a person where if someone wants to receive something from me, because I don't feel like I'm not a drain, like I'm a fountain, so I'm never going to run dry. So if someone needs encouragement,
mm-hmm.
if they need
right.
some type of open door in their career, I don't think to myself, oh, well, they need to do something for me first. No, I think to myself, I'm a fountain,
right.
I'm not a drain, and so I don't mind supporting others. Now, like I said, if it becomes
right.
something that's negative, once again, I don't ingest that. And so I'm
right.
going to stay, and honestly, I feel like
yeah.
I stay positive by just focusing on who I am and learning to stay in touch with that, because I can't control other people. I can't control what other people are
right.
doing. I can't stop train wrecks from happening in other people's lives, even though you wish that you could.
Mm-hmm.
It's never easy, but it's like you just learn. I have to just focus on who I am and share with others as I'm able to, and let them receive as they're able to when I receive from people, but just keep moving forward, you know, and
right.
that helps me to not feel so like weighed down by everything that's happening
mm-hmm.
in this world that could be happening even in my life.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, you answered my questions, and thanks for coming. I appreciate your answers and your honesty, you know, because it does get heavy, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt. Miss Ivy Marie, do you have any questions for Sade Champagne?
Yes, I do. I have a one question, two part as well. But first,
mm-hmm.
I just want to say I really do appreciate your last little comment about being a fountain. That makes a lot of sense, because
it does.
It's just some people are fountains. Like, we just pour out into people. And, you know, I sometimes get discouraged, but then I have to remember this is what I'm for. This is who I
mm-hmm.
am as a person. And I can't allow this person who doesn't recognize, or I don't know what it is that they, what their problem
mm-hmm.
is, but I'm not changing who I am. I'm a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
mm-hmm.
my question is, I am a reader. Okay. So I like
mm-hmm.
to read books
mm-hmm.
and that's how I gain my knowledge. So I mean, the radio's good and listening to your talks are good as well, but I like to read. That's how I like
mm-hmm.
to ingest things.
So what are your three, if you could give me three books, you know, like motivational books or whatever, what are your three key books you feel I should read and why?
That's a really good question. And so, and I want to have a quick note, and Ms. Ivy Marie, what you were saying about not, like you said, ingesting it and realizing that you are a fountain. One of the biggest one of the biggest truths that I wish I had known when I was younger, and that I share with anyone, any age, whether they're young, if they're an adult, you know, any age, is that what happens to me or what has happened to me in my life and how other people treat me is not a reflection of who I am or how God feels about me. That's one of the greatest truths, you know, and I want our listeners to really take that in, because we will all think to ourselves, how people treat us, oh my gosh, there must be something wrong with me. Why has this happened in my life? There must be something wrong with me. What have I done? What am I reflecting? But I want to encourage everyone that how other people treat you and whatever you've been through in your life are not a reflection of who you truly are. They can never define you, and they're not a reflection of how God feels about you. And so I just want to share that.
And then with that, also, like, when you start listening to those people, like, even though you're not that person, but you can start to believe it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you have to really, you have to block that out, like, from the very beginning, block it out.
Yeah, like I said, don't die,
And it's never too late. Okay, it's never too late. It's okay. So I'm going to look in my bookshelf right now as I'm talking to you, because I love reading. I read a lot, and I've been reading since I was very young, but now I'm actually confident and secure enough to share that with people, because when I was younger, like, make you feel really bad where I grew up for being smart and liking to read because the way that I speak. And so it's like, so I would not always want to be, you know, confident in myself for that. So I would say I'm going to give you four instead of three. So one of my favorite books, I just finished reading this, is by Lewis Haber. It's Black Pioneers of Science and Invention. That is one of the most incredible books I've ever read. Black Pioneers of Science and Invention. And this book is so phenomenal because people, they don't understand, like, black people, you know, we come from such greatness. You know what I mean? Everyone does.
Oh,
I'm not specifically talking about black people because of this book. We come from such greatness. Limited and how we can dream, how we can live, what we can do and make an impact in this world. But those are all lies that were taught to us when we were brought here. And you know, and it's like we have been, you know, scientists and doctors and healers and creators and inventors. And this book is phenomenal. Like, the first interracial hospital was founded by a black doctor. You know, it's like there was a there was also a black scientist who created the first gas mask, I believe. Like, this book is just so amazing, and you see like how they were able to overcome such great things. The first open heart surgery, or like open, you know, open heart or chest cavity, and you know, did that surgery successfully. You know, so it's so many amazing things. So that's one of them. Also, I love God Believes in You by Francois Dutoit. He's a dear friend of mine. It's called God Believes in You, and he is a South African theologian and teacher and speaker, and it's phenomenal. I really love that book. It talks about how God feels about us, and you know, we've been taught so much from religion about who we're not, and this like fearful God and all this like anger and all this hate, and I don't believe in that and that judgment. So this book is amazing. That book is amazing.
And then, what was the author for that one? What was the author
that one
for
is,
God Believes in You?
That one's by Francois Dutoit. So like F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S and then
D-U-I-S.
Yep, D-U-T-O-I-T. So that one. And then I would say also probably his book, The Mirror Translation, which is he translated. He's pretty much finished right now. He's been doing this for almost 30 years with some other theologians. They translated the New Testament and also some parts of the Old Testament of the Bible. And I've never heard the Bible read like this ever in my life. Like, it's just the most amazing thing, because they take Bible verses that have been used to terrify people and been used to make us so afraid and make us hate God, and they turn it and show the truth about what God really meant, how we have been created. And so that book is amazing. It's the Mirror Bible, or the Mirror Translation. So that one. And then I guess that's three. So we'll do those three. I want to be respectful of your time. If you want to know, message me and I'll send you a long list of amazing books that I love to read.
No, I appreciate that. I'm gonna look into those.
Especially the Black Pioneers. Those are good to have around the house for the kids. I like encyclopedia type books.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, those are the best.
And so that has like a lot of information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
That's right. DJ Jit, do we have any callers on the line that we can get to?
Definitely, definitely. I thought I was going to be able to get a little questionnaire. Can I get a questionnaire? Divine Universe.
Well,
we do have
some
calls on the line. Yeah, it's all good.
DJ Jit, DJ Jit, can we get?
I appreciate that. Sade is a real good friend of mine. And since I want to say I'm so proud of you, and you know I love to talk radio politics with you, so I do want to salute you for the Queens of Radiance.
Of Radiance.
Sis, we got some good numbers back on
that.
You know, you always empowering and inspiring folks, so I definitely want to salute you on that once again. But my question is, you just wrapped up season one of Spirit and Soul. I want you to tell me what was your favorite moment this season, and will we be getting a season two of Spirit and Soul?
Okay. There were so many amazing moments. I would say definitely one of them is, you know, more than once, because I believe, like I told you, I believe in supernatural things. I believe that, you know, everything is all connected, you know, like it's just not any accidents of why things happen. Like, it really is divine. And so more than once on the show, I had people call in during my time when I prayed for people and I encouraged them on the air and I answered questions. I had more than once people call into the show who had never heard of me before. They literally just happened to see what was going on Blog Talk, and they were looking for prayer, encouragement, spirituality, wisdom, and my show popped up, Spirit and Soul, and they literally called in, and I was able, when they told me what was going on and I just was feeling in my heart what they were experiencing, I was able to speak directly to their situation and encourage them. And that person's like, oh my gosh, you have no idea how much I need to hear this. I felt like I was going to give up on life. I just felt so discouraged, and I never even told you these things about me, and you're speaking directly to my situation. And I was like, and I believe that's the power of love and power of encouragement and faith and belief and spirituality. And so that was definitely my favorite moment of the season, I would say.
And Blog Talk Radio had it on the homepage. You was trending on the homepage. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, like for a week, for a whole week.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. But think about it. Of all the shows that they could have found at that time, and they happened to just click on Spirit and Soul at that particular time when they needed to make a big decision, or they had something coming up in their life, or they just were feeling down and out, ready to throw in the towel, and they happened to call into the show at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was super exciting. Yeah. And then we will be having a season two later on in the year after Sade Champagne Show season three wraps in August.
Hey.
Okay.
Which brings me into my next question. You just sunk right into that next question, which was, what can we expect from season three of the Sade Champagne Show?
So season three of the Sade Champagne Show premieres Wednesday, April 19th on this amazing Grindhard Radio Network. And you can expect I have three new castmates. One of them is a published author. Her name, she's a good friend of mine, Michelle Morgan, and she is a transformational coach and an inspirational speaker for athletes, and especially for, you know, teen athletes, and helping them to empower their lives. And then also my dear friend Ebony and Erica, they are popular YouTubers, and so they're going to have a segment on hair care, and I'm just going to be bringing in more celebrity guests. We're going to be having a really good time, encouraging people, entertaining them, having a fun time. And so I'm looking forward to a new season.
Awesome.
Can't
wait for
Ms. Sade, I talk to her all the time, so I do appreciate you taking time to let me ask you a couple questions.
Salute. I'm
tired, Jay. Salute. It's all good. Now we're going to take it to the 401 because we do stay lit up. And there's no need to call out this number, guys, because we have your boy, author, comedian, so much more. We got H.R. Smith in the building. He live.
Okay.
Hey.
Hello.
H.R. Smith.
Can you hear me out there?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We can hear you.
My, All right. How y'all, first of all, how's everybody doing? How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Good tonight.
Yeah, we doing good. How about
good? I'm doing good. I had to, you know, definitely got to show my support. And I've been listening to the whole interview. I heard her singing, and I was listening to how she got a thing to go going together with the, you know, the show and everything. I just actually had a question. If that's cool, I could ask a quick question.
Sure.
Could ask question. Okay. The question I have is, and you know, it's funny because they asked me the same question, but when did you know that you wanted to do what you're doing? Like when was that very first moment, whether you was by yourself, you was with whoever, that you said to yourself, you know what, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm about to do it. When did that happen?
Well, I always share with everyone that I knew since I was a little girl that I was going to be doing this. I had dreams and visions of what I'm living today when I was around 4 years old. And I continue to have dreams and visions throughout my life. And I have lived and am living and will be living many of the things I've seen. And so that I saw in my heart first and in my mind. And so I just always knew since I was a little girl, I feel that that's the way in my spirituality that God revealed himself to me was through dreams and visions that I'm living today. And so I just knew it. I've always known it since I was a little girl.
Okay. That's what's up. Well,
that
I just wanted to say, definitely, you know, stay at it. You know what I mean?
Thank
Follow
you.
Your dream. And you know
Thank
what I mean?
You.
You see Grindhouse behind you. Everybody listening is behind you. You know what I'm saying?
We're all
behind you, so you do what you got to do. And, you know, just stay positive because I like that. I like positive people doing good things. So I just wanted to chime in, say one love to Grindhouse, say one love to the young lady on, you know, doing her thing. And, you know, I just wanted to check in with y'all, let y'all know I'm listening. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
Thank you, HR. Well, thank you. No problem. Everybody have a good night, all right?
You too.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you,
man. Great week. That's what calls us. Peace. No doubt.
All right, DJ Dick, do we have any more callers?
Yeah, but they're not pressing one. And remember, folks, if you're on the line and you want to talk, press one. That way we are notified.
Press one.
You here. Got to press one.
Right, and if y'all don't have any questions, you can call and weigh in on the topic for tonight. Is prayer and meditation the same thing?
Tell us how you feel.
Yes, please do.
And if we don't have no more callers, Dick, could we get into some more music? With a music break?
We'll take another music break? Absolutely. We'll find what I got for y'all.
Hey.
Surprise us.
On Time to Build.
Time to build. DHR.
Time to build.
All
right. With this Mary J. Blige, everything. Time to build.
Oh, Mary.
Hey.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, thank you, DJ Dick.
No doubt.
Lovely Sade Champagne in the building. And right now, we're going to get into Ms. Chief's inspirational quotes and Ivy's hotline tips. Ms. Chief, for us today.
It's time to build, and this is Ms. Chief's quote of the day.
Ms. Chief?
Yo, we have Ms. Chief's quote of the day. Well, we're going to have to run into the hotline tips. I think we have a bit. With Ms. T, Ms. Ivy, do you have any hotline tips?
I do. So we have the crisis center number.
Okay.
And it just appeared. I'm sorry. So also 211, that is a nationwide number, and that can be called from any phone, and the 211, they will have the crisis center. They connect you with the crisis center and any problems that you may be facing at that time. So my hotline tip for today is the 211. That's a good one.
Yeah, no doubt.
Do we got Ms. Chief back in yet?
Yes, I don't know what happened to my line. I'm here.
Hey,
it's on.
You
said you
want
to go ahead and get. You want to get into your quote? Ms. Chief?
You guys ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Prayer is when you talk to God. Meditation is when you listen to God. Be it Christ, Buddha, Mecca, Allah. When you are talking to your God, this is prayer. Meditation is when you listen to God. Now, your God, my God, whoever you see as your God, when we go into prayer, it is not to seek anything or to solicit wants and partition requests. Prayer is and meditation doesn't change the outside world. What it does is it changes the woman or the man that is going into prayer or meditation. It's clarity. It's to deal with the outside world. We are taught in many religions not to seek wisdom and clarity only when it rains, but also when the sun shines. And that's my quote.
It is. Well said.
So what's next, guys?
That was well said. All right. So we're going to get into Sade, some more Sade Champagne. Are you ready to give me that spoken word?
I have
word?
A question for Sade.
Yes,
if
to
you
both
want
of
to
you.
A question up. Okay.
You said yes to both. You discombobulated tonight. It's all good though.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was just going to be a pause in there. So I was going to say I do have another question I could ask. But if you do the spoken word, that's
ahead,
fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
So if you
go
could
ahead.
Create, if you could create an environment where motivation can thrive, what would be the first thing you would do?
Good question.
So, ask me that question one more time, please. I want to make sure I understand it.
Okay. So basically, if you could create a world where just motivation was just thriving and and that was just the norm, what would be the first thing that you would do to change, to create that world?
Well, that's a really good question.
That's deep.
I know it's a really, really good question. So motivation and what would be the first thing that I would want to do?
Right. Because you have to create this world where everyone would, when I spoke to you, I spoke life into you. You know, we spoke life, where we just created a world where everyone just spoke life.
Right.
I mean, like, what would be the first thing that we would have to do? Like, where do we start? Where we,
how do we get
there? For me, I believe we start at a young age,
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, our educational system puts our kids in a box. So I think a lot of times they're stagnant in their mental growth, so they never even get
right
of who they're going to be, because we cut them off at age five. Like, nope, you can't think that way. This is who you're going to be from here until the 12th grade, until you finally are, until you're, I'm 42, until you're able to realize, like, no, you don't fit in this box. Ivy, you fit over here. You don't even fit in any box. You are free to, I mean, like, how do you create that world where, I mean, what would you do?
So I feel like it starts with a person being able to understand and believe that we were created from abundance and we live in abundance. Majority of the people in the world live from a lack or a poverty mindset or a belief system, and they also live from a survival of the fittest. And so for me personally, I don't believe in living from that way. I believe that I live from a place of abundance where there's always more than enough. I live from a perspective of nothing being impossible, regardless of where someone came from. If people know a lot about my background and where my upbringing was, you know, I specifically I would not be who I am today because of what I experienced in my childhood and because of where I grew up. But I don't believe there's such thing as impossible. And I believe that I'm still just worthy and valuable as someone else who may have grown up in a different environment. So I think a lot of it would have to start at home and with the belief systems of what are we speaking to our kids and to our families, and what are people believing, you know? So instead of someone thinking that you can play on a basketball team and you can become a professional basketball player, which is, as we all know, the odds are just very small. And that's not that only that career, it's a career. But it's like, how about trying to teach your kid that you can own a basketball team? You can own one to yourself. So they're going to start thinking a lot higher and looking at themselves from a different perspective, as opposed to just thinking, I grew up, you know, I'm Sade Champagne. I grew up without my father. I grew up in poverty. I grew up in this neighborhood, so that's my identity. No, I'm still a child of God. I am wealthy. I'm prosperous. I am a fountain and not a drain, et cetera. So I think it starts with a belief system. Like, what do people believe?
Right. There's no box that can contain me.
Right. Right.
Well said.
All right.
Yes,
and I had something else. It just slipped my mind, so I apologize. But I do appreciate that question, because I think, you know, just our daily life, we tend to, you know, I'm guilty of it, where we just get discouraged, and, you know, sometimes we get very negative, and it's against who you really are. But it's just so much easier sometimes. It's like, you know what, I had enough of you. This is how I really feel about you, you know? But, so thank you for that question, answering that question.
Definitely. And I'm not saying to you guys and to everyone listening, I'm not saying it's always the easiest thing in the world when you're facing challenging times and circumstances. But I do believe that we're so much more powerful than what we think we are. We all just what society puts on us, whatever my challenges are, my circumstances are, I'm still powerful. I'm still the same me, regardless of what's happening. And so whether it be one moment at a time that day, whether it be one day at a time, because sometimes, depending on what you're going through, you might have to take it one moment at a time. But even in that moment, I'm able to begin again, and I can still listen to the truth. So even some of my favorite speakers, some of my favorite mentors, I'll turn on their messages, and I'll listen to them. If I don't feel like reading, if I may be going through a challenging time, I'm not able to pray, or I'm like too hurt or too feeling, you know, disappointed about a situation to pray, I'll listen to the truth from one of my favorite speakers and mentors, and then it begins to strengthen me. And I feel like when you receive enough of the truth, like enough of the right information, that's how people believe things. You believe it through your heart. But your mind has to receive enough of the right information, and then it will believe it. Think about a lie that you believe, whether it was you're fat, you're not smart, you're broke, you'll never be anything. How many times did you have to hear that lie in order for that lie to begin in your mind, and it steps down, it seeps down into your heart? So I believe that if people receive enough of the right information, because we all say knowledge is power, people receiving enough of the right information consistently, they will begin to believe it. So now, it wasn't like I woke up one day and said, oh, I believe this about myself. It's been over time, years and years, the same way lies develop to people over years and years. So I just want to encourage people. I know it can get challenging, but it's one day at a time, and sometimes only one moment at a time. But don't give up on yourself, and don't give up on others, or feel like just because you're going through a tough time, like just because you're feeling sad doesn't mean you're still not encouraged. Sometimes life is just sad.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you could just be going through a tough time, but
right.
you can still know. You know that things are going to get better, and even though it's tough right now, it's not always going to be like this, you know?
Right.
So don't
right.
feel bad if you feel sad or angry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes helping other people, you help yourself. You mean, while you're encouraging
right.
someone
right.
else, you end up blessing yourself, or you know, because, no, even the
right.
even people that are constantly encouraging someone still need to be uplifted too. Yeah.
Right. Each one teach one. And
right.
like Sade was saying,
yeah, that's my thing.
The right information, you know, and when you're dealing with
mm-hmm.
power and the truth, you're dealing with something like a fact, something that can be proven. And
mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people don't believe things till they see it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
right, or until it
I'm
happens
big,
to them.
Right, and I'm a big, and just like you said, you learn from living. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Each time you, when you live, you what? You have experiences. Some are
mm-hmm.
good and some are bad. But guess
mm-hmm.
what it does? It carries
it makes
you on
you.
Because just like I said
yeah.
before, you're gonna
learning
get stuck in that same
yeah.
situation again. Like I say,
uh-huh.
like I'm the type of person that says. Like my teacher, Dawood got a lot. He says the past, present, and the future is one and the same. And I was
mm-hmm.
I was puzzled until I realized it. Like it been several times where I said I done been right here before. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you know right. the world is a circle that keeps going round and round. And you know you get caught in the obstacles. And, you know, some of them obstacles keep coming back, but in different ways.
Yeah.
And just like Sade
Champagne
said,
yeah.
with the right, and with the right information, you can conquer all
that.
There's
a quote, yeah, there's a quote that says, you will continue to make the same mistakes until you have learned, or you will continue
to
keep going through the same thing until you master what your lesson is.
Right. Because
mm-hmm.
doing the same
mm-hmm.
thing. Expecting
right.
different results is insanity. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I love that.
Time
yeah.
to build, and we build.
That's real.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Hey.
No callers?
Oh, we're going to get into this spoken word live tonight.
Oh, okay.
Before we get into any callers, because nobody don't want to press one. But it's cool.
Yeah.
As long as they receive the message.
I learned a lot, and I learned a lot, and I got a lot of motivation from Sade tonight.
Thank you.
And we about to get another treat, y'all. So I'm having fun.
All right.
One, y'all.
Okay.
If y'all got something y'all want to say?
Hey, I want to put the drum roll on before she do the spoken word.
Let me know when you're ready for me.
Let's do this. This is the first time live.
Okay, we ready.
Awesome. Well, this poem is untitled. The night is still young. Let me sing you a song of grace, redemption, and hope. When your head wants to say nope, your heart speaks up and cries out yes. You let your guard down and remember what life felt like before you let fear get in the way. There's no pressure here, only peace. We don't have to know all the answers or how the story ends. We can simply be ourselves and together. You pull out your guitar and I grab my pen and notebook. We run off into the dark, illuminating everywhere we go. Thank you.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey.
And where did you say we could get more of the spoken word from?
Y'all have more of my spoken
word. I want you to send me that.
I definitely. Well, I'm working on my first, I'm actually writing my first book right now, which I hope to be finished with by the end of this summer.
Oh, wow.
So it's
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a collection.
Hey, congratulations.
That means you have
like,
to come back.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah
that
so
means you
have
to come back for the debut.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yes. So I am. It's going to be a collection of short stories, poems, inspirational quotes, you know, testimonials from my life, and so I'm working on that. And you'll be able to, like I said, I'm coming out with my Words of Life spoken word meditation album will be coming out like with this month, probably soon. I'm going to probably just put it out within the next week or 2 weeks. So that's going to be free. And then I'm going to be putting more of my spoken word on my YouTube as well and on all other social media sites. So the best place. Go ahead.
No, go ahead because I want to offer you something. Go ahead.
Sure. And so the best place that they'll be able to go into is if you look up Facebook, just look up Sade Champagne, S-A-D-E, and then Champagne like the drink. And then my Instagram is I am Sade Champagne. And then Twitter is Sade Champagne. And YouTube is also Sade Champagne. So you just look it up. And I'm continuing to release new content and working on new music, new spoken words, new meditations, videos, everything creative that comes to my heart. And I, like you were, like one of you was saying, I think it was Miss Ivy Marie was saying, you know, we don't have to be limited and we don't have to be put in a box. And so whatever I feel creatively at heart and that space that I'm in, that's what I like to share.
Yeah, that sounds
very good. And Sade Champagne, I have two groups on Facebook that I want to add you to. One is called Get It Girl Global, where there's a lot of female entrepreneurs in there. Definitely welcome to share your links to your YouTube, to your radio shows. I also have another group called Queen by Calling, and that's pretty much of a woman queen empowerment page, and I think you would be a good fit in there. So I'll so be expecting two ads from me, and please feel free to you know, post in there because the ladies need something like that.
Great, thank you. And you all encouraged me tonight because I've been wanting to put more of my videos of spoken word, and so now I'm just going to be working on memorizing them. And so that way I can put them up. Because I don't want to read them. You know, you want to be able to just read.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you're doing videos, you want to be able to do it where you memorize it. So now you guys have given me a wonderful inspirational challenge. So I'll be working on that this month of memorizing more of them so I can release some videos.
And send me some of those spoken words so I can put some music behind it. You know how we do, Sade.
Definitely.
Let's
get it. That would be nice.
Let's get it. I think we got a caller on the line. DJ Jit Crump. Do we have a caller? Did somebody finally
press one? Yes, sir, we do. We got a finally press one. We got Ground Hard Radio resident DJ live in the building, man. You got your boy DJ Sergeant
Rock.
Yay! You know what it is, man. It's time to build, man.
Know
what it is.
Yeah. How you doing, brother?
What's going
on? What's good with you, good bro? Oh, man. I finally got an opportunity to check in on y'all, man, and check y'all out, man. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I can say is, God is good, man.
Awesome.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hey,
anything to say on the topic?
Well, what is the topic? I'm just really getting a chance to get
in. Prayer versus
the top.
Meditation. Are they the same?
Say what now?
The topic
prayer
is
too deep for
meditation.
Deep.
Are they the same?
I can barely understand what she's saying. Whoever is saying that.
It's Michelle.
All right, listen to me, big bro. The topic is prayer and meditation the same thing?
Some people would say it is, or it could be considered the same thing, but I don't believe it is. I believe when you're praying, you're basically sending up something, you know what I'm saying, in the atmosphere. And, you know, when you meditate, you know what I'm saying, you're using the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
that was good.
Some people would say that it could be considered the same thing, but to me, since I'm a spiritual person, I don't think so.
Right.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for Sade Champagne?
Hey, Sade Champagne.
Hi, DJ Sergeant Rock. How are you?
You finally got back on here with your husband. Yeah, y'all so cute. I love it.
Oh my God.
Gosh, y'all are a trip.
The divine universe over there blessing.
Sade, let me ask you something. What other opportunities do you plan on doing besides what you're doing and have been doing now? You know, everybody, as everybody's well aware, you are around a lot of people doing a lot of things for the community. So aside mm-hmm. from what you've already done and what you're doing, what's next for Sade Champagne? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, as I was sharing a little bit earlier, they've been getting so much good juicy stuff tonight, but I am releasing lots of new music. I'm coming out with my brand new original singles in the next month to 2 months, and then I'm also working on an EP that I want to release this summer. I am writing my first book, and so I hope to be finished with that very soon as well. And I'm always working on new music videos and other projects. You know, whatever that, like I said, the creative space that I'm in and whatever doors either seem to be open at that moment or that I have created.
Wow, that's what's up. Now, you stay busy, busy, busy. Now, one thing about Sade Champagne, don't let that sweet look fool you. She stay busy, 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 busy.
Yeah.
She by everything.
No doubt.
I'm saying real talk. I've been checking her out, man, because my notification box stays up. So I applaud that, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't see too many females rocking like that, especially females with their own network, you know what I'm saying, their own show,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it's a good business move. So, and she can sing pretty good, too. I actually heard her sing a little bit, and she can sing pretty good, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No doubt,
no
doubt.
You are so funny. You crack me up.
No doubt.
Yeah, man, I had to check in, man, because I ain't get a chance to. You know, I missed last week, so you know, I was like, well, if I had some time, I was gonna check in with my people, man, and see how they doing, and just, you know, let you know, y'all keep building on Time to Build. You know what I'm saying? Keep building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Miss Chief, keep building. Ivan Marie,
thank you, brother.
Divine Universal.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
No
because
doubt.
Hey,
no
that's
doubt.
Love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate
shout
it.
Shout out
no
to
doubt.
It,
brother. Salute.
Oh, man. And it's what it is, man. I'm going to sit back and parlay and check out the rest of the show. And
no
thank
doubt.
I love
you.
Man. One love. Thank
love
you, bro.
Too,
you too. Appreciate
good
you.
Love.
Thank you for
good
calling.
Night.
Sade Champagne, before we get out of here, do you have any last minute shout outs?
I just want to thank Grindhard Radio so much for supporting me and believing in my dreams and aspirations. I want to thank you so much to Jet Chronicles. Thank you to Karma Fiasso, a.k.a. Divine Universal. And thank you to Miss Ivy Marie, to Mr. Chief, and to everyone who called in, HR, also DJ Sergeant Rock, and everyone who listens in. And I just want to thank you all so much for your support and for the amazing conversation. I really enjoyed myself tonight, and thankful that I could have been on for like 2/3 of the show.
Hey.
Well,
and,
we would like
definitely.
To have you back on season
for
2.
For that book,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Keep us posted. You're welcome to stop by anytime. Anything you got going on, hit us up and let
thank
the world
you.
Know what you got going on.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I hope you all enjoy
thanks
the rest of your
through.
Night. And thank you for having me.
Thank
you,
you
too,
all
right.
Thank you. Peace
thank
to
you.
The queen.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Good night.
Good,
good night.
Interview. Good interview. All
good
right.
Night.
Good
night.
Do
we got time
good
for
night.
One more phone? One more before we do our shout outs to get up out of here.
One more track for the night. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to throw it to Divine Universal with Wake Up. It's Time to Build. Let's get
okay.
it.
Okay.
Time to Build.
Hey, this
time
is Ivy Marie, and it is
Time to Build.
Time to Build. This is Ivy Marie, and it is Time to Build.
Hi, Jen.
I'll be your soul. Grind and die. But what somebody tell you? Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out. You can't go off of what somebody tell you. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out.
I'm trying to wake up. Too many people living a lie, so I plant the seed so it can grow. But some of my people running out of time. And all this morning, 9 to 5, it's 2016 and I'm still alive. So I travel on and show them the way. Some of us take it and find a way.
You can't go up for what somebody takes. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out. You can't go off of what somebody take. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out. You can't go off of what somebody tell you, cause probably ain't what it is. Gotta seek and find the truth, cause the reality of it is you're still lost in civilization, lost, hoping and wishing and praying. It's all up to you, you're the reason you're part of God's creation. This one's for the youth out here who feel they ain't got no future. Trapping and begging is all that they used to. Show them away, cause I'm supposed to. Even though they hard-headed, they was scared in reality. Some of them probably might just get it, start changing the way they live. Turn the negative motivation to something positive, to follow them into the future, to pass to their kids. Said it ain't gonna get no better, till we come together. Start hating and fighting and killing each other for being jealous. So if he can do it, you can too, just apply more pressure. Go through what you gotta go through, it'll only make you better. You can't go up for what somebody takes. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out. You can't go off of what somebody take. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out.
Divine Universal, Time to Build. And I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Salute to Sade Champagne. Wonderful hot interview. Salute to all the listeners that came out tonight. Shout out to the Queen, Miss Chief. Good quote.
Salute, brother.
We got to get some of that over some music, too. I'm loving it.
Okay.
Shout out to the lovely Queen, Miss Ivy Marie, with the hotline tip.
Thank you.
And good question tonight,
thank
too,
you.
Ivy. I like
it.
Salute. And most of all, shout out to my brother who making all this possible. The DJ coming next season. DJ Dick Chronicles.
That's my DJ.
Time to build, baby.
That's my DJ.
I love it. And I'm going to say peace to the whole 803. Everybody listen to the show. Peace to everybody, all walks of life. But most of all, peace to the nation of the gods, the earth and the seas, fruits to eat in South America, baby sea. And I'm out. Queen, it's on you.
Salute.
Okay, much love to all the listeners that are tuning in. We are only on season 1, episode 2, but this is already epic. Remember to tune in on Sundays. It is 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, y'all be safe. Take these building blocks. Go into your community. Execute it. Come back. Let's inhale and exhale again. Until then, peace.
Hey, Miss Ivy Marie.
To the other queen, Miss Ivy Marie.
Man, shout out to my Time to Build family and Grindheart Radio family.
Peace.
Shout out to the 619 and all the listeners out there. You know, I keep it short. So peace, love, until next week, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern.
We'll be here. Same place.
One love.
Reinhardt.
DJ the Black Larry King. DJ Jit Crunk.
Black Larry King. Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Salute to my team. I love y'all so much. Miss Chief, Ryan Universal, Ivy Marie. Amazing show. Shout out to Sade. She came through and did her thing tonight. The EP, Charles Bellinger.
Yeah.
You can catch me on Next to Blow Radio next Wednesday. And Grindheart Radio is back off its mid-season break. So we're going to crank it up this upcoming Thursday on Grindheart Radio. Oh, and make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jit Chronicles. Get in touch with the Black Larry King. Salute, fam.
That's right.
Salute, fam.
Hey, peace and keep building.
Time to build.
Each one teach one.
Yeah, each one teach one.
What it do, Radio Land? This your boy, Jit Chronicles, and you're now tuned in to Time to Build on Grindheart Radio with your host, Divine Universal, and co-host, Miss Chief and Ivy Marie. Join the panel as they discuss the latest topics on world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's Time to Build, y'all, only on the Grindheart Radio Network. That's grindheartradio.com. So get some positivity in your life. You dig?